Good morning. It's, what is it? 7:38? 7:58, yes. Okay, that's better. 7:58 a.m. on Saturday, October the 18th, 2014. Good morning. I've been walking just about 18 minutes, and that includes a couple of extra stops for a bonus photograph this morning. It's gorgeous out. It's lovely. It's cold. 34, just barely above freezing. But it's a lovely day. A lot of high cirrus clouds. Sun is up. I'm a little bit later this morning because I was busy. I didn't get out and at 7:15 when my alarm went off. But it did remind me that I had to do it. So, yeah. So far, 2 weeks into my ADD, not quite 2 weeks. I really didn't start adapting until, oh, I don't know, a week ago last Thursday. But I'm making progress. The first galleys showed up yesterday. The double shear galleys came. They look good so far. I haven't actually dug in with a red pen yet, but so far so good. I got owner share converted for PDF. I haven't got it complete yet. I've got to go in and assign the ISBN numbers and then work on the cover. It was supposed to be due yesterday. It was supposed to be done yesterday, but I didn't make it. I'll work on it today, and with any luck, we'll have it approved by Monday morning. And then we start on Ravenwood. Ravenwood is already underway, so Ravenwood should be pretty easy to get cleaned up. Need to assign new ISBN numbers. And publish it as the second edition, I guess. Now, Double Shear's cover is off, and I'm not quite sure why. The centering on the back cover isn't quite right. And I don't know, honestly, I don't know if I'm going to even try to bother fix it. The reality is that nobody's going to see the back cover. Because it's not going to really be available for people to pick up and look at. Although, I suppose, taking it to shows. If I take it to a con, somebody might look at the back. So I'm making progress. I'm moderately pleased with the progress. Yesterday we had a rather quiet day, all things considered. I did my work in the morning and got things moving along nicely. Did a little playing in the afternoon. Went and picked up the kid from college. She came home for dinner. She's having a little bit of a rough patch. So she came home and puttered about. She's at that point where, as sophomore year, she's like, really? Is this really necessary? And I sympathize with her. The answer is yes, it's really necessary. In a way, I'm sort of like, I'm jealous, because it's like she's getting to do this thing that I was actually never able to do. I had 5 years in the Coast Guard to get some perspective on what I wanted to do with my life. Going to work in the factory with my father at too young an age was enough to convince me that that was not the life that I was really interested in pursuing. And being in the Coast Guard proved to me that the military was not for me, but it did prove to me that I could do a lot more than I thought I could, and that was good. And I got to do some interesting things. I got to float off the New England coast on hurricane patrol. I got to save a few lives, influence a few people. Got to go to Kodiak for a year and a half. Spent a year and a half in Alaska. I might like to go back to Alaska sometime. I left there in 73. I wonder how much Kodiak has changed since then. It definitely had a frontier feel to it. Having all the military people there was part of it. Having the canneries there, fishing boats. It's a big fishing fleet, crabbers, salmon fishers that worked out of Kodiak. Worked in a cannery for a while. They had casual labor, so you showed up ready to go to work, beginning of the shift. And if you didn't have to go and watch, it was a good way to pick up a fast $200 to $300. And they paid in cash, they paid right there. Worked really well. So not only did we have military pay, which was not that great in those days, but we also had cannery work that we could do. Good morning. Good morning. Picking through the boxes, fish would come down on a long conveyor belt, and you have to pick off the not fish stuff. It was frequently pieces of things. Odd bits of seaweed and rock. They had to come out. So yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Fun is not the right word. It was an interesting time. I did some camping. Met some good guys. Met some interesting people. I drank way too much gin. Lord. Monk Post. Yeah, back in the day. Young and dumb. So, let's see. What do I want to talk about today? Certainly not Kodiak. Did you get my room? I don't know if I mentioned that. I did check that off to-do list. Actually, I didn't even have it on the to-do list, so it was a miracle it got done at all. But I realized that this time next week, I'm going to be down in Denver at Mile High. I won't be walking or talking. I don't believe I'm going to record anything while I'm there, although strange things have happened. I probably could. Have to double check my schedule, make sure they haven't changed it on me. At the moment, my plan is to have a relatively normal Friday and then head down after I pick up the kid from school. Should get in down there around 3:30, 4 o'clock. My first panel isn't until 5, so it should be okay. I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna have some fun and meet folks and sit on a couple panels. Last year was a good time. I played some games. I should probably start a checklist of things that I want to check with me so I don't forget any. That's the one I usually forget is my business cards. I still have a whole bunch of business cards left over from, I think, last year. With Ravenwood and Zephyr's Call on the cover, on the backs, and then just a QR code of my name and URL on the front. Very simple, and the QR code makes even more sense now because more and more smartphones are coming with the QR reader installed by default. I know what I'm thinking about, and I'm thinking about corned beef hash. There was this place I used to go to for breakfast when I worked at the shipyard in Bath Ironworks. There used to be this little hole-in-the-wall diner like five blocks from the shipyard. And I had to get down there early to beat the traffic, but I was usually there like an hour before start of work. And so I'd go to this diner and I'd meet all my other buddies there, my programming friends, and we'd all sit there and have breakfast because they all wanted to beat the traffic in too. And so, you know, we'd go there, we'd have breakfast, and then like four blocks to work, and we work all day. Sometimes we go back for lunch. But they had corned beef hash. Now, this is not a homemade corned beef hash. This was not like real corned beef with delicious potatoes. No, this was the salty, canned Hormel, probably. Little tiny potato cubes. And salty, salty corned beef. And there was something about the way that they cooked it. Probably on the grill with a lot of bacon drippings and leftover onions and good morning. That, you know, corned beef hash, eggs, potatoes. Oh man. I'm drooling. Oh, yeah, that was Breakfast of Champions. Once in a while I get steak and eggs, but their steaks were kind of small and grisly. The corned beef hash was salty and delicious. And I'm finding myself walking along thinking, yeah. Actually, somebody's having breakfast. Either that or my mind is playing tricks on me because I'm smelling potatoes and onions. Sauteing. I have anything that would be. I may have to go to the grocery store. It's all dressed to it. I got turkey I've got to cook. Got some leftover beans that have to go away. Just going through my pantry in my mind and thinking, okay, what have I got? I've got some eggs, but I don't have any corned beef hash. I know where to get some. It would require another trip out, spending money at the grocery store. I really don't need to spend. So I'll probably just go in, post my post, to get to work on the covers, the cover for the owner's share. See if I can't get this thing out the door so I can move on to the next one. I have to say, I am enjoying making progress. I am enjoying the feeling of getting ahead. It's cool. I like it. So anyway, I am at the back gate. And today I'm actually literally at the back gate because I didn't go through the garage today. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.